So if anybody has any of those sort of uncomfortable feelings in their feet, which sometimes people first get when they're come to Ireland, if you approach the stone circle from the opening as we came in along, and if you walk once to the right and then come back to the centre and walk, come back to the opening and walk the opposite direction, that will sort that out. It's just sort of a way of harmonising with the earth in this particular part of Ireland. And I usually do a bow to the four winds at the entrance before I do that. So a bow to the north, south, east and west. And if we just allow the earth to magnetize us into our bodies and pull us down into our bodies to make it comfortable for us to be standing here. And we're just going to surrender any back issues anybody has to the earth at this point, and any knee issues. So that's allowing self-alignment with the earth. And it's just creating ease for the physical body, just to make it easier for the physical body on the trip. And we're just going to let all the ancestors that are with us as well just off to Gaia at this moment. And then we're just going to allow the fortress around our physical body to create ease and well-being for the physical body on the trip. And we're just going to pay respects to the ley lines here. And in particular, again, to the four directions, the four winds, the north, the south, the east and the west. And feel the alignment of that.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Before we give any information at all in this sacred place, it is appropriate to ask the guardians for permission to speak, for permission to speak on the energy, for permission to teach. Not all of the places we will go to will the permission be needed. This is a sacred place. It's an old place. You're at the stone circle. And so we ask the guardians if it's proper, if it's okay. And they answer, and my partner may not like this, but they say it is all right for Cryon to deliver the message, but my partner must complete one circle. He has not yet done it. Hold this, please. Is it appropriate to continue? And the guardians say yes. Now, what you just saw, let me explain. There's no rules here of how many times or what to do. There is only respect. And the respect is for the directions, for the earth, for the stars, for what has happened here, for the creators, for the intent. Well, the circle is still here, visited by many who are simply curious and by others who feel the energies. And so the completion of the circle by my partner was something that the guardian said, please, in respect. And so it has been done. The circle has been here a long time. You can say many, many things about it. But we're just going to take a brief moment. And the brief moment is to give you a metaphor. If you look at the circle, the traditions are known. In the middle, there is a central stone, known perhaps for its healing qualities, if the human being is ripe for it, is ready for it, this is common. The circle is aligned, as so many are, with the stars, as so many are. Remember, in the days of the constructions of these kinds of things, that's all there was. And the stars really truly set it all. They moved in a certain way, they spoke in a certain way. And from here to the lands of even Egypt, the alignment of the stars is well known. Now let's put a metaphor together, just for a moment. Dear ones, what if the circle represented you? Just for a moment, pretend. Those listening who have not seen the circle, with the stones around and the ones in the middle, it's common. But what if it was you? And I ask this because I'm going to ask you a question about what you would do with something. First of all, are you aligned with the stars? And the answer is yes, totally. The seeds of the Pleiadian are still with you from the seven sisters. Your alignment with the stars, biologically sacred, is known. Are you sacred enough to have guardians around you? And the answer is yes. We have told you about the angelic qualities of the human being, of those who walk with you. Whether you ever talk to them or not, whether you ever say hello or not, you have your own circle as well. In the middle of this circle, there's a central stone, and it's a healing stone. Would there be one in you? Would you call it your heart, or would you call it your pineal? Would you call it the triad? There would be something in the middle of the circle of you. Is it even possible or conceivable that many circles were constructed to honor the human, or perhaps to honor the sacredness of the ancients who were human? Now, if you look at this circle, you will see the stones on the outside. They don't have faces. There is no forward or backward. There is no seeming writing. They're just stones. But let us say for a moment in your circle, you had the option of carving an inside and an outside of every single stone in the circumference. And here's what I'm going to ask you right now as you build this circle. Would you have the faces of the stones face outward or inward? It's simple. Which one and why? And I'm going to tell you right now that no matter what your answer was, it is the metaphor of the changing energy on this planet. For a number of years ago, if we had asked which direction should they face, you would say outward. That they all should face outward. And that would be for protection. To intercept any energy that was not appropriate, to allow for the clearing, for defense of energy, to keep the circle precious and sacred and untouched. A light rain is beginning to fall as we conclude. Then there are those who would say, no, the faces should be inward in order to honor the center. And there would be those who would say this is not appropriate because an inward-facing circle would mean it was egotistical. You're looking at yourself always. And I will tell you now that the difference between the old and the new energy, dear ones, is this. This is the crux of it all. For the faces always faced outward. And all of the worship was outward. And all of the help was outward. The protection was necessary. And suddenly we're telling you it isn't. That the faces should now face inward because there is no danger. There is no ego when you take a look at the inside of yourself, the divinity of yourself, the healing stone. Imagine all of the faces looking at the heart. All of that, which you would call worship, would be to the middle, where God is, in you, aligned with the stars. Can you be your own circle? And if you would be, do you have the courage to turn the rocks around? Because, dear ones, most human beings have them facing outward. Let them face inward, so that you can finally see that which was in is precious and sacred, just like the circle is sacred, and was built by the ancients, you and your past lives on this planet. You have your own circle. Leave this place knowing that you all participate in the ancients in some way. We ask permission of the guardians to close the message. And so it is.